In a way, today's music, starting with Morning Has Broken and the issues of silence and finding a healing place and being open to that, and then ending, as we will, with Spirit of Life. When combined with the trees and the sky, really says what the end of the sermon is about. Let me find some quiet place, please. The world is so noisy. There is so much that is trying to grab our attention and should, and we must be open to so much of the world, to the beauty, to the pain, to the cries of the captive, and to those cries and yelps of joy coming from time to time in the middle of the night from the young people. We have to be open to all of that. But there is so much noise. There's so much noise that I find that the louder it gets, the less I hear. That the noise blocks my ability to hear things. I look at the television, and the television has, on news shows and on fiction shows, noise, car chases, screaming, yelling, shooting, firing. I look at the news, and I can't tell the difference from fiction. That the news has become so much like fiction, there's now a soundtrack on much of the news, just in case the car chase wasn't exciting enough for you, they put music under it. The chyrons, those little signs on the TV screen, don't just appear, they rum in and they clack out. You go to a movie and the previews are loud enough to drive most sane people over the age of 5 out of the theater. There's just a constant hue and cry of important, dangerous, terrible, wonderful film at 11, you must pay attention, and the louder it gets, the deeper it gets, the more I feel like running. The more I feel like running and finding some quiet place, because I am at times overwhelmed by all of the noise. Life has become like a cartoon. With boom, bang, whap, wow, pow, all over the place. I can hear all of my loud words echoing in here right now. And I want to get quiet. And I want my world to get quiet. But I know that there's a tension here. A tension between a world that calls out, that needs each and every one of us, and our own needs to find nourishment, to tap nourishment from the quiet beating of our hearts, from just those few moments that we spend together with our voices joined in song, that is a joyful, quiet noise, from those few moments when we aren't talking, but our hearts are beating together as we have found for a few moments a quiet place that we can get some reprieve, some retreat, some nourishment just from being quiet together. I know that many of us know people, since we are mostly Unitarian Universalists, who never shut up. Some of us may be standing here now, that fill the void, because there's a temptation, everything in our life. It is not simply nature, but human beings seem to abhor the vacuum of silence. But the most primal sound in the world is just that quiet beating of heart. The next most primal sound in the world is sleeping and quiet breathing together, and feeling each other's presence and finding in each other's presence the strength to go back to a noisy world whose cries are real. It is, even if I want to romanticize coming out to nature. Nature is fierce. It's wonderful, but it's fierce. We don't see everything that's going on. We see the results, at least yesterday, of the bears coming through here and turning over the trash cans. There are loud noises in nature of thunder, of lightning, of flood, of earthquake. Our world is a noisy world. Our universe is a noisy universe. We look out at the beautiful night sky and we see those stars gently twinkling in the night. And those beautiful, gentle, quiet stars are thermonuclear explosions. The sky is filled with thermonuclear explosions. Billions and billions of them, as Carl Sagan said. And yet, our point of view takes those noisy, explosive stars and makes them quiet, twinkling pieces of inspiration. We use them not for their violence, but we use them for the quiet that we see and do not hear. We use them to give us a sense of our tiny, tininess in this universe. We see how wide the universe is, and we have some sense of where we are, of who we are. Some philosopher said that everyone has two philosophies, their own and Spinoza's. And I want to talk just briefly about Spinoza and what that has to do with finding a quiet place and being out here in a place of nature with both quiet and with noise, with different kinds of sounds from our ordinary day. And what Spinoza talks about is he looks at that Western concept of God outside the universe who's giving orders and says, I don't understand. Why isn't it that why don't we find the divine in everything? How hard is it to find in each other's eyes that which is holy? How hard is it to find within the forest, within the trees, within nature, within material being, not evil because it is temporary, not bad and base because it is human, but beautiful and wonderful and magical? Because of all of the creatures alive in this universe and all of the creatures alive in this world, we know that we, from time to time, can stop and wonder at it all. That if we let the noise flow over us in moments of quiet reflection, in hearing the wonder of our heartbeat, in appreciating the beauty of the breath of a husband, a wife, a lover, a child, we hear the magic of life in heartbeat and breath, quietly, again and again. What greater divinity is there that we know that we can start with than starting with, we exist, we pretty much know we exist, we breathe, we sing, we cry, we laugh, we dance, we make crazy noises, we make joyful noises, and we need from time to time to lower the volume. In the way that we need the night. The sky is beautiful. The trees against the blue sky, the sunlight shining, and we know that when that sun goes down, the stars come out. Well, the stars never went away. They were there. But the light covered it up. There is peace in our hearts. There's peace and centeredness and a place to refresh and renew, but sometimes we can't hear the quiet breathing of our own souls because of all of the noise. The noise becomes like the sunlight. Sunlight's not bad, but it covers something else. Noise isn't terrible, but sometimes we need the night of quiet to come inside. For myself, I know that I have changed my viewing and listening patterns It is not that I have run from the world. It is that I have run from time to time to a quiet place. That there are times when I can't stand the shouting of the talking, angry, yammering heads and the loud music and the car crashes and all of that pain, and I have to go inside and listen, for me, to classical music and let it happen for me. So that, not that I escape the world, but so that I get the rest, the spiritual rest, the spiritual renewal, to take a new deep breath of inspiration and of life, and to take that quiet, and to take that breath, and to take that light, and turn it into new engagement, new enthusiasm, new shouts of joy, because we cannot close our eyes and our ears and our hearts to the cry of the oppressed and of the captive, nor can we allow ourselves to be drowned. We must be in a line, sometimes more involved than others, but knowing what our needs are and seeking them, sometimes in joy, sometimes in sorrow, sometimes in shouting, and sometimes in moments of quiet reflection, alone or, as when we followed the bell, alone together. Because alone together is a very powerful place to start to re-engage ourselves into this beautiful, glorious, magical, and divine world that we share for these few moments together.